What's going on, world? AJ here, bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. And I'm going to be sharing another episode, another perspective around why managers suck. Now, today we're going to be talking about context. I've often thought about a business model that I could name entitled Context, because I think context is everything. If anyone has been following Gary Vaynerchuk over the last decade, 15 years, you will know that context is something that he beats his chest around as it pertains to marketing, sales, finance, business models, things of that nature. He also talks about context from a culture perspective. And that's kind of the perspective that I'm going to be talking about it from today. That is the perspective that I'm going to be talking about context here today. I think a lot of managers do not lean into context when onboarding a new member to their team, when figuring out if someone is successful on this team, when handling and conducting performance management type conversations. I think managers really, really, really suck as it pertains to extracting, revert that. I think managers really, really suck as it pertains to divulging, being transparent, being honest about the context, and then extracting the points of views, the strategic differences that an employee may have about the context. I also think managers do a horrible job as it pertains to figuring out if the context that they just shared will inevitably hinder this employee, meaning, did the context that I just share about this department, will it actually change the employee's not just narrative and perspective of the business in this department and me as a manager, but will it actually potentially drive them away from this team? Will it put them in a position where if I'm sharing too much context during the onboarding process, will I and should I frankly take this person and remove them from this team, put them in a different bucket of this company, and or say thanks for joining this company, but this is not for you because we provided too much context. So these are all factors that I think managers get wrong. So let me just take a step back and give you a few different macro perspectives, and then we'll dial in. So as we think about context, again, it crosses a few buckets that I've mentioned already. Context around why you feel someone is not performing well. It can never just be black and white. I talk about this a ton as it pertains to sales leaders, and I definitely talk about this a ton as it pertains to HR leaders. So let's focus on those two buckets. If I'm a manager leading a sales team, I need to be able to provide context around why I need not only this new salesperson on my team, i.e., be honest about the context around your micromanaging style of leadership and how it didn't work for the previous sales team members. Be honest around the context of the state of the department. Be honest around the resources that are available to the salespeople and the resources that are not available and the reasons, the context between why those resources are and or are not available. Be honest about the context of the state of the department. If you're launching a new department in the sales team, be honest that the energy, right, the focus, the resources, the structure, the infrastructure is more like a startup than a well-oiled machine. Be honest about that context. I went on an interview recently talking to a few different companies, and I remember the individual was telling me that, and he gave very great context, which I respected a lot about him, is that he was explaining the context of this department and this team from a sales capacity is we have a CRM and nothing else. We don't have any processes. We don't have any systems. We don't have any copy that has worked in the previous years. We don't have any tactics and strategies that have worked previously. We don't have any logos that we can point to say, hey, this is why it worked. And this is why that particular logo joined our initiatives, whatever the case is going to be, or became a client. We have no context. And he was honest about that. And so he was like, we need someone to build this out from scratch. We need someone that has a recruitment agency background, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Context, right? Context is king. Context is queen. Context is everything. And I think a lot of managers fail, again, going down the sales rabbit hole, to be very honest about, hey, here's all the context around leadership, tools, capabilities, visibility, why we, another piece of context with sales teams that are miserable typically. And a lot of sales teams are not honest and provide context around why they're pushing and frankly rushing so many sales team members to hit their KPIs, to hit their goals, to hit their quota. Like, what is the rush? Be honest about that, because there's always reasons behind the rush. There's always reasons of why sales team leaders want their sales team individuals to hit quota. And not just because it's the right thing to do or not just because the goal has been set. There's typically reasons why, right? Are you trying to break into the market because your competitor is doing something creatively or strategically or product-wise that is different and you're trying to create more market share and you need to do so in a period of time because you have inside knowledge that that new, you know, that competitive, you know, competitor organization has just raised another round of funding and maybe coming for your heels, right? Is it because the CEO is frankly getting tired of the last 7 quarters of no production and now we need to get production in the next quarter or this is really going to be a failure of a department and we're going to be in a lot of trouble? What's the context? When you give context to employees, the psychological safety that they have, that they feel, it spikes tremendously, right? And so I believe in context. I know context works. And I know it's important. Another factor and another variable of context that doesn't happen a lot also pertains into the HR space, right? Not enough companies are contextually thinking about their HR technology stacks, their recruitment systems and processes from a communication perspective, as well as internal comms, right? Not a lot of C-suite executives are giving enough context around those factors, around where things are going, maybe even from a sales perspective, maybe even from a product perspective to the HR team members so they can more soundly make the internal comm decisions, more soundly make the recruitment communication decisions that are going to be contextual to what the company really needs in today's time based off of the context, right? And so the number one factor is always going to be context. And when you do not give context to your employees, to your team members, how can you expect them to really thrive? How can you expect them to really hit and crush their goals, push past that quota? How can you expect them to do that with limited context? And I see managers fail this all the time. So a tactical advice that I will consistently advise would always be, as it pertains to context, speak and work with your employees from the following perspective. Whether it's once a week, once a month, a couple times a quarter, sit down with your team members and just give them a full update, a lay of the land of all the context that relates to their goals, that relates to their tactics, that relates to their to-dos. Give them full context, right? Let me take a sip of this coffee here. Give them full context and information around how they can be successful and why they can be successful and the reasons and the variables and the context and the information that you have, that you possess behind the scenes around how to make things really click, how to really make things go. Context. It will help. Because when you provide that context to employees, now employees have more information, more ammo to be more strategic. It really crushes my soul when I see managers beg and plead for individual contributors to be more strategic when you're not providing them enough context to be more strategic. The only strategy they can give is off the data that they have. And so if you're not being transparent and vulnerable as a manager to give them that information, how can they make more strategic decisions? I'll give another strategic tactical approach as well. Jason Fried, who is a phenomenal founder, phenomenal entrepreneur, phenomenal leader. He provides detailed context. So once a month, he types out pages worth of information around where the company is financially, where the company's trying to go, what's in his mind, what he thinks is working, what's not working, the reasons behind why he believes they are not or working from his point of view, from his lens. He provides context around partners that they're working with. He provides context around market conditions. He provides context around so many different factors, and it's a long form email, and he expects every single employee to read through that prior to a one-on-one that he sets, prior to an all-hands meeting that he sets, because he wants strategic, great, innovative ideas to come out in that meeting. And the only way he can expect individuals to do that is if he provides context. So context, it matters. Context, it's real. Context, it's fabulous. If you provide context, I guarantee at a bare minimum, psychological safety will spike. Psychological safety is directly correlated to a lot of productivity. I guarantee if you also really get into the nitty-gritty and provide context, you'll watch strategic capabilities increase. You'll watch new ideas and innovation increase. You'll watch your sales teams, your HR teams, your marketing teams, your finance teams, your operation team, every team, you'll see them move a little bit more swiftly, move a little bit more strategically, make more sound decisions, put people in the right positions that are not only great for right now, but great for down the road and for the future. You'll watch team members start to finish each other's sentences and work better together. You'll see team members individually come up with strategic decisions that solve problems 2 to 3 steps down the road, where you as an executive or you as a VP or you as a director no longer has to make those or have to think about those next steps down the road. The individual contributors are doing so. And now you're getting higher levels of productivity at scale that spreads throughout the teams, throughout the company. Context, it's everything. As always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. We'll talk soon.